thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
From Romans 4:24, God will also count us as righteous if we believe in Him. The New King James Version says righteousness will be imputed to us. To understand imputed, picture funds being transferred from one account to another. Banks do it every day. Imagine yourself totally destitute and unable to pay your debts. Then, in an astounding act of grace, someone pays off all your debts, transferring so much to your account that you never have to work again. That's an analogy of what happened at the cross when God imputed all your sins to Christ's account and imputed all His righteousness to your account. Mind-blowing, isn't it? Would you say, I can't allow you to pay all these debts alone, so I'll work to prove myself worthy of your grace? We do that when we add our good works to Christ's finished work. Paul writes, For He made Him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Him. In the same sense, God made Jesus, who never sinned, to be sin. He made you, who could never be righteous enough, to become righteous in His eyes. You say, But I feel such guilt when I sin. You're supposed to. But when Christ took away all your sin, He took away all your guilt. So what are you feeling? Inner conflict. Your regenerated spirit is telling you that you can't indulge in sin. It's not who you are anymore. Why did God do it this way? Because any righteousness we could achieve falls far short of what He requires. Rejoice. Today, God sees you clothed in the righteousness of Christ. Therefore, you're always loved and accepted by Him. From the Word for Today, imputed righteousness.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.